Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
The current outbreak of chikungunya makes this a scary and trying time for many parents, especially those with young children. Fever is one of the symptoms of chikungunya, so today on Healthline, we will be providing tips on managing this symptom in children. I'm Lorraine Mendez. Stay tuned. Chikungunya is a viral disease transmitted to humans through the bite of an infected Aedes aegypti mosquito. Symptoms of this virus include fever, severe joint pain, muscle pain, headache, nausea, and rash. There's no cure for the chikungunya virus, or CHIKV, so treatment is focused on relieving the symptoms. So if your child has a fever, give child formula pain and fever-reducing medication such as Panadol, Cetamol, or Tylenol. Additionally, give the child a sponge bath using a wash rag and room temperature water. Never use icy cold water. The water temperature is important in bringing down a fever, as we hear from consultant pediatrician Dr. Eve Palomino-Liu.
So let's say you decide to reduce it quickly with a ice bath or using ice cold water. When the child goes in the ice cold water and you take them out, they're going to shiver. And they shiver violently. You've heard of people saying the child is having rigors or tremors. When they're shivering, it puts the temperature right back up to where it is. So you should never use ice or ice cold water to bathe them. And we don't want you to heat the water when you're bathing them, because you won't get as much heat transfer from the child to the water.
Using alcohol to bathe or rub up a child with a fever is also not recommended.
Alcohol is a volatile substance. It vaporizes easily. And usually when children have fever, they're in a closed room and they douse them down with the alcohol. And when you bathe the child down with it, especially if it's a young child, they can inhale enough of the vapors to make them intoxicated. And it's really not necessary to use alcohol. It's not a magic potion. If you can use tepid water to bathe the child, it's a lot better. Alcohol is quite expensive, and tepid water bath is a lot more effective.
You can also place a cool, damp cloth on your child's forehead to help bring the fever down. Children under 5 years old experiencing symptoms of chikungunya should be taken to the nearest public health facility or private medical practitioner. Take the recommended steps to reduce fever from home before taking your child to the medical facility. This is extremely important, as you run the risk of your child having a febrile seizure, which can be a frightening experience.
A febrile seizure is when the fever is rising rapidly. The child gets what we call a febrile convulsion. And it is very frightening, because at first the child starts to shake. They stop breathing. When they're having the seizure, they get blue. And that's very frightening to a parent. If you see it 100 times, you're still frightened by it. And largely you can usually prevent that by reducing their fever, giving them Panadol and cooling them down. We don't want to see them coming in with fever.
Dr. Palomino-Liu says febrile seizures don't usually cause permanent damage to children, as they never usually last a long time. So in seeking to bring down a fever in your child, is there a limit to the number of times you should give him or her a sponge bath?
No, if the child is hot, you have to cool him down. And remember, you can't give the Panadol more often than every 4 to 6 hours. Then he might get hot before, so you have to cool him down.
Consultant pediatrician Dr. Eve Palomino-Liu. Remember to take the necessary precautions to protect yourself and your children from mosquito bites. Use a mosquito repellent that contains DEET. Sleep under a mosquito net. Close windows before dark. Wear light-colored clothing and cover the body as much as possible. Call the Ministry of Health's toll-free line at 1-888-663-5683. Mondays to Fridays, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. for more information on chikungunya. That's it for this edition of Healthline. To hear this and other JIS radio programs, go to jis.gov.jm/radio. With studio engineer Andre Palma, I'm Lorraine Mendez, reminding you that you only get one body, so take care of it.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.